Finding the right data matters. As a marketing services company, your clients will struggle to reach their ideal customers without fresh, accurate data. Learn how you can integrate entire email databases into your product offering at everymarketmedia.com.
You're listening to The Corporate Data Show, a podcast dedicated to helping marketing services companies leverage data for their clients. Whether you're looking for techniques and strategies or tools and resources, you've come to the right place. Let's get into the show.
Welcome back to The Corporate Data Show. The wackos in marketing have decided to talk me back into doing a podcast so that we consistently turn out information for marketing professionals and data professionals. You guys might know we run Every Market Media in addition to this podcast, which is a business that helps marketing data find its way to the right data professionals to use it to generate revenue. Some of the topics are technical. Some of the topics are philosophical. I'm going to have some guests. I'm going to do some different things, but I'm going to do the podcast till it makes me bored again, and then I'll stop. But anyways, I think we're starting back up at episode 21 or 22. If I can get any of the folks that are still in the industry to come on the show, and there are a lot of them, I'll do that. If I can get some new faces, please recommend those and I'll get them on. We're going to put this in our usual social channels, LinkedIn, our website, etc. So I invite you guys to email us at marketing@everymarketmedia.com with show ideas, guest ideas, comments, feedback, even, you know, I mean, I shouldn't invite this, but give me your thoughts about stuff in the data business. Okay, so that's kind of what we got going on. That's what we got going on, got going forward. We're back with this show. Before I break out to the actual content of the show today, I want to talk about COVID-19. I want to talk about Every Market Media. I want to talk about why and why we're coming back with the show, I guess. So, you know, the CV-19 thing has just been dreadful to businesses everywhere. Businesses that it hasn't been particularly dreadful to is, you know, businesses like Every Market Media. Information services businesses have a nice tailwind right now, I think. Certainly pretty busy over here. And so I felt kind of a responsibility to bring some work back to the community, back to the United States, and bring the show back to talk about some of the things that are helping people be more effective in building data platforms within their SaaS products, building complex data products within tools, analytics engines, and bringing more professionals onto the show. So I felt like that would be good for the ecosystem. And so I'm bringing this show back. I also felt like it would be good for us to bring Every Market Media sort of back into the spotlight again. Every Market Media has consistently since 2013 been shipping update files to marketing services companies and SaaS products around the world. Hasn't stopped. We want to thank our customers for continuing to pay their bills and everything through this pandemic. And it's just keeping the whole thing solvent. So thank you very much. So how has it affected data? Well, it's affected all kinds of things. It's made some great folks available in the data business that other industries weren't supporting them well. So, you know, that's happened. That's also just been, you know, depending on the vertical that you're in, extremely transformative to your ability to market to your list. Said differently, those folks who have very large databases, a million records, 2 million, 5 million, even bigger, hundreds of millions, you're seeing real number changes in the deliverability of your lists, especially if your data tends to focus on salespeople, on retail, and some of these heavier hit industries. So across the board, we are seeing this standard sort of norm number of a 2 to 5% change rate in your business data, call it, you know, measured simply as email deliverability, we're seeing that number double. So in some cases, 7 to 10% decay. Hoping to see here in Q4 that level off. There's a link in our blog that you guys can go check out that's got the full details on this. And we looked at the data, I think, for about 140 million verified emails over the last 12 months. We're going to do that again here in Q1 and see if the decay rate has leveled off. So what can you do? Well, you know, what can you do about this? Well, there's a couple of things you can do. I would start by taking sort of the temperature of your data set. If you haven't already, and it'd be pretty late to not have done these things. Hopefully you have by now. And I'd be taking a look at how is my deliverability? How are my response rates? Response rates seem to have actually improved, offsetting some of the decay rates. But you know, if you are just starting back up an old list here in Q4, getting ready to go to go to work in Q4, Q1. Make sure you clean the list. There are a lot of good partners out there that you can use. I won't drop any names at this point because nobody's paying us to. But any extended hello verification service can ping the records for you and at least keep the hard bounces out of the list. And you're going to want to do that even if the data has been sitting at this point for like 60 days. You're going to want to clean the data or have it manually reviewed. So that's what I do. You can always use, if you're doing prospecting, you're going to want to use a service that is validating the data right before they give it to you. That would be the best way, delivered into your CRM. That'd be the best way to do it. But if a product does have a service level agreement where the data is being verified very regularly, maybe monthly, that might keep up. But right now, I wouldn't be using a lot of marketing data that you don't know for sure is deliverable and good. Which brings us to what the heck is Every Market Media doing specifically for our data product? Our data product on the B2B side has just over 270 million emails in it with historical. Historical has grown a lot in the last year. I want to say about 30 million records, you know, and that's about twice what we'd expect. So we stay after cleaning the data rigorously now, and we've adapted additional methods past just ping verification and sent mail to check some of the harder to resolve buckets. And anyways, if you want more information on what EMM is doing specifically to combat deliverability issues in our production databases, hit me up at marketing@everymarketmedia.com and your message will make its way to me. With that in mind, it's about time to wrap the show up. Next time, I don't know what we're going to do. Somebody will probably give me a topic. Maybe one of you guys will give me a topic. Maybe I'll beat the drum on social media a little bit. Somebody will give me a topic, but it probably won't be about COVID. Probably be something about data, maybe about acquisitions, maybe about business. I don't know. Tune in next time for the Corporate Data Show. I'm Rick Holmes over here in Chicago. Look out for me next time, folks, and hopefully with somebody more interesting than just myself. See you later.
You've been listening to the Corporate Data Show. To ensure that you never miss an episode, subscribe to the show on iTunes or your favorite podcast player. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time.